弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we give thanks to the Lord.
我们很快的就来到了聚会最后的半天。
We have come quickly to the last half days of the conference.
我们过去很多弟兄姊妹都期望等候的这个聚会。
Many brothers and sisters were eagerly awaiting for this conference.
我们也做了很多的准备。
We also made a lot of preparation.
但是很快的我们看见这个聚会就要过去。
Now we see so quick that the conference will be passed.
我们不仅感觉时间过得非常的快。
Not only we feel that time really flies.
我们也感觉时间从来不停顿。
We also know that time never stops.
我觉得这是一个重要的提醒。
This is an important reminder.
去年当这个瘟疫开始的时候
Yes, last year when the pandemic started
那么主好像在我里面给我一个很重的提醒
The Lord has given me a very serious reminder
我们知道主耶稣还要再回来
We know the Lord Jesus is to return
那么主回来呢也就是天国要降临
That's when the kingdom of heaven will fall upon earth.
所以忽然一下之间啊
All of a sudden,
我觉得好像我们整个时代呢来到了天国的大门口。
I feel like our age has come to the gate of heaven.
可能再差几步我们就可以进天国。
Just a few steps, we will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
因此圣灵在我们里面有很重的一个提醒。
That's why the Holy Spirit has given us such a heavy reminder.
现在在我们的生活侍奉里最重要的一件事就是要进天国。
The most important matter in our life and in our ministry is to enter into the kingdom.
我们知道若是不能进天国那个懊悔是非常大的。
We know if we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven, we will be so regretful.
所以过去这一年我一直靠主的恩典也激励许多弟兄姊妹。
By the grace of God in the past year, I want to encourage brothers and sisters.
在我们的生活侍奉里现在最重要的一件事情就是预备好自己能进天国。
In the life and ministry of us,The most important thing is to be prepared to enter into the kingdom.
我跟弟兄姊妹讲，不管你今天生活中觉得什么事情是最重要的。
I tell brothers and sisters, no matter what you think is the most important in your life.
但是你必须把进天国摆在最重要的地位上。
You have placed the matter of entering into the kingdom of heaven as the most important.
所有那些与进天国无关的东西不要再重视，不要再花力气在上面。
Everything else that has nothing to do with this matter of the kingdom, don't even pay attention.
那个能预备我们，让我们能进天国的，我们在主面前要注意。
Those things that can prepare us for the entrance into the kingdom, we do need to pay attention.
我也深深的感觉我们这一次西安的特会
I also have this deep feeling that this WCCC
我们好像是在天国的大门口的一个聚会
as if it's been held at the entrance at the gate of the kingdom
但愿主在借着这次的聚会对我们说的话也是重要的提醒
May the word being spoken to us by the Lord through this conference be a good reminder
我们不要把它当成一个普通的聚会。
Let us not treat it as just an ordinary conference.
听了几篇道就过去了。
And just hear a bunch of messages and let it go.
真的，我们不知道前面还有没有这样的聚会。
We truly do not know if there will be another conference like this.
但愿主的话留在我们的里面。
May the word of the Lord remains in us.
给我们一个重要的提醒。
Offering a good reminder to us.
叫我们起来预备自己。
So we can rise up and prepare ourselves.
我们要祷告主说。
We shall pray to the Lord.
无论我今天的情况怎样。
No matter what conditions I'm in today.
主啊，我一定要进天国。
Lord, I must enter into the kingdom.
我们求主把这样的一个心愿，这样的一个意愿，强烈的摆在所有弟兄姊妹的里面。
We ask the Lord, we beg the Lord to impress this upon, this strong desire upon each and every one of us.
我们的主要像新郎一样的回来。
Our Lord will return as the bridegroom.
他要迎接他的圣徒们，预备好的圣徒们进入他的婚宴。
To receive those who are prepared as his bride into the wedding feast.
愿主叫我们不轻看这件事情。
May the Lord help us not to despise this matter.
弟兄姊妹们，若是不能进天国，
Brothers and sisters, if we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven,
你所做你所拥有的一切事都归于徒然。
Everything you possess will become nothing.
所以我愿意在开头的时候和弟兄姊妹再相互的勉励。
So at the beginning, I want to encourage one another with you.
时间是不等我们的。
Time is not waiting for us.
所以这是主的怜悯，主没有回来，他仍旧给我们机会。
It is the Lord's mercy that he hasn't returned yet. He is giving us more opportunity.
愿我们没有一个弟兄姊妹轻忽这件事情。
May none of us neglect this matter.
我们感谢主啊，这次主给我们这个特会的这个题目是讲到教会属灵的实际。
We thank the Lord for giving the theme of the conference as the spiritual reality of the church.
就是要使基督是一切又在一切之内。
It is to let the Lord be all and in all.
这对今天的教会是必要的事情。
This is a very necessary thing.
但是也是一个重大的考验。
But also a huge test.
我们真的拥有这些属灵的实际吗？
Do we truly possess the spiritual reality?
所以求主施恩给我们。
May the Lord give grace to us.
那么在这一次的主题里面，我们讲到有四件重要的事情是跟属灵实际有关的。
We mentioned there are four important aspects, four important matters that have to do with the spiritual reality.
或者说呢，这是属灵实际的四个重要内容。
Or the four important contents of the spiritual reality.
第一个是讲到元首权柄的通达。
The first is concerning the prevailing of the authority of the head.
我们感谢主，我们的弟兄已经把主耶稣那个为首地位的那个意义讲得很清楚。
We thank the Lord for our brother to already explain very clearly the meaning of the Lord as our head.
无论在国度、在宇宙、在教会里，
Whether it's in the kingdom or the creation or the church,
他都是元首。
He is the head.
而我们今天呢，需要有一个责任。
So today we have a responsibility.
在哥罗西书一章十八节有这样的话说。
In Colossians 1:18 it says,
使他在凡事上居首位。
And so that he will be preeminent in everything.
那么这个呢，弟兄姊妹，是教会的责任。
Brothers and sisters, this is the responsibility of the church.
但愿在未来的聚会中，
May in the coming conferences,
这个是真的。
This is real.
只有它是真的，我们才真正握住属灵的实际。
Only when this becomes real, then we can say we have this spiritual reality.
第二个分题讲到基督生命的丰富。
And the second topic is concerning the abundant life of Christ.
我们的弟兄也在这里说了许多关于生命的特性。
Our brother has shared many characteristics of the life.
那弟兄姊妹们，基督的生命在教会中，在我们里面是何等重要的事情。
Brothers and sisters, life of Christ in us is such an important matter.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书三章里面有这样的话说。
And Apostle Paul in First Corinthians chapter 3, he says,
这家就是永生神的教会。
in 1 Timothy chapter 3, he says, this household is the church of the living God.
这个永生这个字哈，在英文里面呢，我觉得翻的比较大，叫 the living God, 永生神。
And this eternal God in English is more accurate, is translated as the living God.
我们中文翻成永生这两个好像不够那么样的，怎么说，不够那么样的叫我们里面有感觉。
Our Chinese translation emphasized eternity may not give us that right feeling.
弟兄们说呢，就要把它翻成是活神的教会。
So our brothers in the past emphasized that this is the church of the living God.
对啊，这个字虽然翻成活，但是好像我们有点不太恭敬一样的，活神啊，这样子。
And if we translate this word as living, it may not seem so reverent.
但这句话意思说，在神的教会中，神的家中必须是充满生命。
But this shows us that in God's house, in God's church, it has to be full of life.
或者简单的来说，
or simply put,
在神的教会，神的家中，每样事物都必须是活的。
In God's household, everything, every matter has to be alive.
Yeah. Living, 这个我们所说的话必须是 living word, 活的话。
The word that we speak has to be a living word.
教会中的侍奉和敬拜也必须都是活的。
The ministry and the worship of the church also have to be living.
愿这个在未来的日子中，在我们各地的聚会中都是真实的。
May this matter become real in the coming days in our church meetings and life.
第三个题目呢，讲到第三个点，讲到十字架的成全。
The third top content speak about the perfection through the cross.
我们的弟兄也对十字架的意义做了非常好的一些的解释。
Our brother has given a very good explanation of the meaning of the cross.
但是这个提醒我们呢，
But this reminds us,
十字架的真理和实行必须要恢复起来。
The truth and the practice of the cross has to be recovered.
这样才能使仇敌的权势和我们天性肉体的败坏下坠的力量能够被遏制。
This can stop the force of from the enemy and also from our flesh be stopped.
我们能感觉到在今天我们所处的时代里面，
We can feel that in this time of us, of ours,
黑暗的势力啊，铺天盖地的在地上运行。
The forces of darkness is so prevailing.
弟兄姊妹，只有十字架能够阻止这个仇敌的权势。
Only the cross can block the power of the enemy.
也只有仇敌的权势，只有十字架能阻止我们肉体的里面的一个权势力欲望。
Only the cross can block our own flesh and its evil desire.
好，叫我们不用天然的手来摸神的工作。
So that we will not use our natural hands to touch God's work.
但愿这些在我们未来的日子的里面，在教会生活中，个人基督徒生活中都是真的。
May all this become real in our individual life and also in our church life in the days to come.
我们第四个点，
The fourth topic,
讲到圣灵同在的显明。
Speak about the manifestation of the presence of the Holy Spirit.
那么这个提醒我们，
And this reminds us,
教会中圣灵的主权和他工作全面的意义都必须得到尊重。
The sovereignty and the true meaning of the working of the Holy Spirit has to be honored in the church.
我们知道，这一次这个主题所包含的这四件重要的事情。
We know the theme of the conference contains these four important matters.
就是神所要的属灵的实际。
That is the spiritual reality that God desires.
所以呢，我在这里给弟兄姊妹们呢， 做一个简单的啊一个总的一个交通。
So I'm here just summarizing all of this simply.
那么我所承接的一个托付呢
？The entrustment that I receive
是交通圣灵同在的显明。
Is to fellowship concerning the presence, the manifestation of the presence of the Holy Spirit.
那么我在前一堂已经交通了一些。
I have shared a little last time.
我们讲到在神荣耀的旨意里面。
We speak about in God's glorious will.
在他的计划中，父子圣灵三而一的神做了一个分工的一个工作。
In His plan, the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit has this division of work.
保罗在以弗所书第一章里面很清楚地告诉我们。
Paul in Ephesians chapter 1 clearly tells us.
父子圣灵的工作是同样的重要。
The work of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, they are of the same importance.
是缺一不可的。
None is indispensable.
我们也不能偏待。
We cannot favor one over another.
父子圣灵的工作是同样的重要。
And the works of the Father, of the Son, and the Spirit are all very important.
都是神的工作。
They are all the work of God.
父的计划。
The plan of the Father.
子的成全。
And the fulfillment by the Son.
他完成神的心意。
He has accomplished God's heart desire.
他完成了基督的意义。
He has fulfilled the meaning of Christ.
他成了那个标准的形象和样式。
He became that standard pattern and model.
然后呢，是圣灵的来执行这件事情。
Now the Holy Spirit is to execute this thing.
所以弟兄姊妹，愿主的话给我们里面一个清楚的看见。
May the word of God show us a clear picture.
父子圣灵的工作是一样的重要。
The work of the Father and the Son and the Spirit are all of the same importance.
并且神在他荣耀的计划里面，他把这时代都分清楚。
And also in his glorious plan, he has divided our time into different dispensations.
所以我们知道我们今天是处在一个圣灵工作的时代。
We know we are all living in this time of the work of the Spirit.
因为离开了圣灵，我们就摸不到实际。
Apart from the Holy Spirit, we have no way to touch this spiritual reality.
这是上一堂我给弟兄姊妹们所有的一个交通。
This is what I fellowshiped with brothers and sisters in last session.
那么今天最后一堂呢，我还有另外一个负担的交通。
In today's session, I have another burden to fellowship with you.
我们要讲到圣灵与我们一同为基督做见证。
We want to share about the Holy Spirit together with us bearing witness.
或者说，我们跟从圣灵的带领，一同为基督做见证。
Or in other words, we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit to bear witness to the Lord.
我想开头的时候，我们还是一同来读一些主的话。
In the beginning, let's read some scriptures.
我们先看约翰福音。
Let's first look at the book of John.
约翰福音第十五章。
John chapter 15.
26、27节。
Verses 26, 27.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。
When the helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father,He will testify about me, and you will testify also, because you have been with me from the beginning.
第十六章
Chapter 16
第十三节和十四节
Verses 13 and 14
只等真理的圣灵来了他要引导你们明白一切真理或者可以说呢引你们进入实际因为他不是凭自己说的乃是把所听见的都说出来并要把将来的事告诉你们他要荣耀我因为他要将授予我的告诉你们
But when he, the spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truths or all the reality. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you.
我们再回头看第三章
Let's turn back to chapter 3.
第三十三节和三十四节
Verses 33 and 34.
那领受他见证的就印上印证明神是真的神所差来的就说神的话因为神赐圣灵给他是没有限量
He who has received his testimony has set his seal to this that God is true for he whom God has sent speaks words of God for he gives the spirit without measure
使徒行传第一章
Book of Acts, chapter 1,
第八节
verse 8.
但圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证，或者做我的见证人。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem.And in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth.
第五章，使徒行传第五章
，Acts chapter 5,
第三十二节
，verse 32.
我们为这事做见证，神赐给顺从之人的圣灵，也为这事做见证。
And we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey Him.
我们最后看约翰一书第五章。
Lastly, let's read 1 John chapter 5.
第七节。
Verse 7.
并且有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理。
The English version is in verse 6. It is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth.
弟兄姊妹，我们读圣经，我们很清楚地看见。
Brothers and sisters, when we read the scriptures, we see it very clearly.
神乐意把他的见证托付给人。
God is pleased to entrust his testimony to man.
我们知道这是神在地上最重要的一个托付。
We understand that this is the most important entrustment in commitment on earth.
在旧约时代
In the time of the Old Testament,
神在天下的万国中拣选了以色列人。
Among all the nations, God has chosen Israel.
神拣选他们的目的是要叫他们在地上为神做见证。
The purpose is to enable them to be God's testimony on earth.
在以赛亚书里面很清楚地告诉我们
In the book of Isaiah, it says very clearly.
耶和华神对以色列百姓说
The Lord God spoke to Israel.
他说你们就是我的见证
You are my witnesses.
所以神拣选以色列的百姓是为叫他们做见证
So God has chosen Israel to be his witnesses.
在旧约圣经里我们看见好像神所有的工作都只集中在一个民族身上。
In the Old Testament, we see that the focus of God's word is on one nation, Israel.
但是那个意思并不是神放弃了其他的国家。
That doesn't mean that God has given all other nations up.
神只是想借着以色列人呢把他所要的把他证明出来。
but only through Israel God wants to testify about what is God is going to do.
但是旧约呢，这几千年的历史啊。
But the thousands of years of Israel's history.
告诉我们说呢，以色列人背负这个见证是失败的。
It shows that the Israelites has failed in carrying out this responsibility.
你看神把什么托付给他们呢？
What has God entrusted to them?
神把他自己的名托付给以色列百姓。
He has entrusted them to them his own name.
我们知道这个神的名就是神的自己。
We know that the name of the Lord is the Lord himself.
那么神把律法托付给他们。
God also entrusted the law to them.
那么神也把会幕托付给他们。
God also entrusted to them the tabernacle.
但是呢，旧约整个的历史。
But throughout the history,
我们看见以色列人在神托付的见证上是失败的。
We see the Israelites have failed in God's entrusted testimony.
他们常常叫主的名受羞辱。
They often put the Lord's name to shame.
他们也破坏神的律法。
They also has broken God's law.
他们也把在会幕中的敬拜和侍奉变成了一个宗教。
They also turn the worship in the temple into a religion.
那么弟兄姊妹，其实呢，以色列人的失败也说明整个人类的无能和失败。
Actually, the failure of all Israel represents the failure of all mankind.
这是神给我们一个重大的一个启示。
This is a great revelation from the Lord.
告诉我们说我们靠着天然人的能力是没有办法为神做见证。
It tells us that by our own natural power ability, we can never give testimony to the Lord.
我想整个旧约这是一个非常重大的一个启示。
This is the greatest revelation from the Old Testament.
所以我们今天必须领受这个教训，知道我们天然的人是没有办法为神做见证。
So today we have to learn this lesson. It is by our natural power. There's no way we can bear witness to the Lord.
那么到了新约时代，
In the time of the New Testament.
不因为以色列人的失败，神就改变他的心意。
God has never changed his heart, his plan, because of the failure of Israel.
神仍旧是要把他的见证托付在人身上。
God will continue to entrust his testimony to man.
因为我们知道主耶稣把旧约里面神所托付的那个整个意义，统统包括起来。
Because we know.The Lord Jesus Christ summarized all the meanings of the testimony revealed in the Old Testament.
所以在新约时代中，我们讲到是基督的见证。
That's why in the New Testament times we speak about the testimony of Jesus.
所以这可以说是对于个人，对于整个教会来讲，是神最重要的一个托付。
We can say this is the most important entrustment.Not only to individual, but also to the church.
弟兄姊妹们，神借旧约圣经告诉我们，天然的人是无力为神做见证。
Using the Old Testament, the Lord shows us that the natural man can never give testimony to the Lord.
到了新约时代，
In the Old, New Testament time,
虽然我们里面已经有了主的生命，
Even though we already have the life of Christ,
我们跟旧约的百姓不一样。
We are different from the Israelites.
但是你仍旧不可以用你天然的力量来为主做见证。
But you shall not be able to testify for the Lord using your natural power.
但是我们读教会历史。
However, when we read the church history,
我们看见人在地上仍旧是很容易犯这个错误。
We see that man still make the same mistake easily.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
今天主救了我们。
Today the Lord has saved us.
主把我们放在教会的里面。
The Lord placed us in his church.
我们知道我们个人应当是基督的见证人。
We know our individually, we should be the witnesses to the Lord.
教会也是为基督做见证。
And the church also testifies about Christ.
我在这里啊，我要稍微的说明一下。
I want to explain it a little further.
在我们中文圣经中啊，这里告诉我们做见证，做这个字。
In our Chinese translation, bearing witness meaning you do something to testify.
我是很不喜欢这个做字。
I don't really like the word do.
我们必须明白一件事情。
We have to understand one thing.
主给我们生命。
The Lord gave us life.
在我们个人身上，见证是活出来的。
In our individual life, it is something to be lived out.
不是做出来的。
It is not something to make or do.
教会也是一样。
So is the church.
在身体的原则里面，把它活出来。
In the principle of the body, it is to be lived out.
我们好像不够明白神的心意。
As if we do not really understand God's heart.
所以的确我们就拼命地去做，做得很辛苦啊。
So we try very hard to do and to work.
并且做得很失败。
But still with a lot of failure.
神没有叫我们去做。
God didn't want us to do.
神要我们是他的见证人。
God want us to be his witness.
教会是他的见证。
The church is his testimony.
我们知道神把这个见证的托付给圣徒，托付给教会。
We know God has entrusted this testimony to the saints and to the church.
实在来讲，这个见证是非常的沉重的一个见证。
This is truly a very serious testimony.
你看我们主耶稣在十字架上付上那么重大的代价，流血舍命，那么多痛苦，成全了神的旨意。
You see how much our Lord Jesus suffered on the cross. What agony he has gone through to accomplish this testimony.
所以我常常感觉我们讲主的见证讲得太轻描淡写了。
So I often feel like when we talk about testimony, we take it so lightly.
其实这是非常沉重的一件事情。
Actually, it is something really heavy.
所以神也知道凭着我们没有办法来做这个见证。
Actually, God knows by ourselves we cannot bear witness.
所以他知道我们必须跟圣灵的工作结合，我们才能为基督来做见证。
He knows we have to be united with the Holy Spirit and cooperate with him, then we can give testimony to the Lord.
所以圣灵被称作奉差遣的灵。
So the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit that's been sent.
这也是一个非常重要的目的。
This is an important purpose of that.
我们这些因着圣灵重生得救的人。
Those of us who are born again by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的工作不是光停在这个地步。
The work of the Holy Spirit won't just stop there.
神要我们个人教会能够把这个生命把它活出来。
God wants us individually and the church to live out this testimony.
这是圣灵所承接的一个托付和重要的一个使命。
This is what the Holy Spirit received and undertake, an important mission.
所以我们从圣灵这个重生得救了。
After we were born again from the Holy Spirit,
我们在地上所有的生活后面所做的见证也是圣灵来带领的。
And the life afterwards, the testimony out of it, are also led by the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣论到圣灵的工作的时候，
When the Lord Jesus spoke about the work of the Holy Spirit,
他说了一句很重要的话，他说，他来了是要荣耀我。
He spoke a very important matter. He said, when he comes, he will glorify me.
这一句话呢，说明了圣灵在地上整个工作的目的。
This tells us the whole purpose of the work of the Spirit on earth.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
什么叫做圣灵来了，他荣耀基督呢？
What does it mean by when the Holy Spirit comes, he is to glorify Christ?
有弟兄们这样领会非常的好。
And there are brothers who understand it this way, it's very good.
就是圣灵只让人注视基督。
That is, the Holy Spirit only want people to focus on Jesus.
从来不叫人注意他。
It would not allow people to pay attention to himself.
因为他做一切的工作是要把基督显明出来。
All his work is to manifest Christ.
是要荣耀基督的。
Is to glorify Christ.
我想起啊，保罗呢，曾经用过一个很有趣的比方来说明这个。
I remember Apostle Paul once used a very interesting analogy to illustrate this.
保罗在哥林多前书第四章第七节有这样的话。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7, Paul says,
他说我们成了一台戏。
We become a play.
是给世人和天使观看。
And to demonstrate before, to show before the world and angels.
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗做的比喻啊。
And this is an analogy by Apostle Paul.
他说呢，我们像一台戏。
We have become a play.
这个观众是谁呢？
Who are the audience?
是世人和天使。
Those are the people of the world and also the angels.
那我们想一台戏的话呢？
So if it's a play,
那么当然这个戏呢一定有这个编剧的，对不对？
So this play must have an playwriter.
那我们知道谁是这个戏剧的编剧者，这是天父啊，神做的计划。
And who's the playwriter? He's the Father who made the plan.
那么这台戏要演什么呢？
And what does this play display to us?
这台戏演的就是基督。
And this play is to show off Christ.
怎样用各样不同的方式把基督显明出来。
By all kinds of means to manifest Christ.
那么谁是那个演员呢？
Who are the actors?
保罗说我们呢，我们就是那个演员呢。
Paul says, it's us, we are the actors.
当然这一台戏还需要有导演的，对不对？
Of course, this play must have a director.
谁是导演呢？
Who is the director?
就圣灵是导演。
The Holy Spirit is the conductor, is the director.
所以今天在这个宇宙中这一台戏在这里。
So, in this universe, we have this play.
天使和世人都在观看教会。
The whole world and the angels are watching this church.
我们知道圣灵在导演这场戏。
We know that the Holy Spirit is directing this play.
他要我们能够把基督把它完全表现出来。
He wants us to completely manifest Christ.
我们实在承认了我们对主有亏欠。
We have to confess that we have fallen short of the Lord.
父神的编剧是完美的。
The playwriting of the Father is perfect.
基督所成就的这个内容也是完美的。
The content fulfilled by Christ is also perfect.
圣灵所导的每一样事也都是完全的。
And everything that's under the guidance, the directing of the Holy Spirit is also perfect.
只有我们这些演戏的人呢，这个演不好啊。
Only those of us who are the actors, we are acting poorly.
我们对主有亏欠的。
We fall short to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我用这么一个简单的比喻。
So brothers and sisters, I'm using this simple analogy.
让我们看见圣灵在主的工作中他所占的地位。
To show us the important position of the working of the Holy Spirit in God's plan.
所以主说
That's why the Lord says,
圣灵来了，他要荣耀我。
The Holy Spirit comes is to glorify me.
圣灵所做的一切的工作都是为了基督的见证。
All the work by the Holy Spirit is to give testimony to Christ.
他为着要叫我们能够活出这个见证。
In order for us to be able to live out this testimony.
所以他必须要做工在我们身上。
He has to do his work first.
我们从新约圣经里面看见圣灵的工作是非常的丰富的。
And from the New Testament Bible, we see the abundant work of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道只有圣灵做工了才有实际进来的。
We know only by the working of the Holy Spirit, we can enter into reality.
啊，我现在呢，也根据新约圣经里面主的话，把圣灵的工作呢，一些重要的点和弟兄姊妹们交通一下。
Now I want to share with brothers and sisters a few points concerning the working of the Holy Spirit in our life.
啊，第一件事情，今天圣灵进来做启示的工作。
The first thing is that the Holy Spirit will do the work of revelation.
我们知道只有圣灵解开主的话语。
Only when the Holy Spirit opened up the Word of God,
我们能够看见基督的意义。
Then we can understand the meaning of Christ.
啊，我们才知道我们生活的目的，教会聚会的目的，是为着基督。
Then we can understand the purpose of our life and of our church life is to testify for the Lord.
若是没有圣灵的开启。
Without the opening, the revelation of the Holy Spirit,
我们不知道我们为什么做见证。
We do not know why we are bearing witnesses.
所以难怪你看在地上啊，教会中间出现很多的偏差。
No wonder you see so many mistakes by the church on earth.
有很多人为自己做见证。
A lot of people are bearing witness to themselves.
有很多人是为着工作的组织做见证。
There are also people who are testifying for their organization, their own.
有很多人为着教会的工作做见证。
Many people are testifying for their ministry.
这都说明什么呢？说明了不够在圣灵的启示中看见基督的意义。
All this indicate that they do not really understand the meaning of Christ in the light of Revelation.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道圣灵启示的工作对教会来讲是非常非常的重要。
We all understand the most important of the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们不仅一次圣灵开启我们认识了耶稣基督是救主。
Not just for one time, the Holy Spirit reveals that Christ Jesus is our Savior.
我们需要持续地活在圣灵的启示当中。
We have to continue to live in the revelation by the Holy Spirit.
这样你能对基督的认识啊，是越来越丰富。
In this way, our knowledge of Christ will become even more abundant.
我记得几十年前啊。
I remember many years ago, decades ago.
那么因着一些弟兄们的服事，我们现在知道了哦，原来神的旨意就是基督。
Because of the ministry of some elderly brothers, now we understand the ministry of the mystery of God is Christ Jesus.
啊，那么当然，这是一个很重要的一个认识。
Of course, this is a very important understanding.
但是后来我们看见弟兄们呢，在交通中间常常左一个基督，右一个基督。
But later on, we feel like brothers' sharings, they talk about Christ this, Christ that.
但是不丰富啊。
But it's not so abundant.
他没有在圣灵继续的开启当中了。
He doesn't remain in the continual revelation of the Holy Spirit.
所以我常常感觉到保罗所认识的基督跟我们所认识的基督这个差距很大。
So I often feel the gap between the Christ understood by Paul and understood by us.
你只好像抓住了一个中心的点，但是里面的内容你还没有了解。
As if we only touch the central point, but the contents we do not understand.
所以保罗得着了基督之后，你看见他伸出的爱慕，甚至被关在监牢里面，他在喊说：“使我认识基督。”
You see, when Paul obtained Christ, and even in prison cell, and he cried out that, "Let me know Christ."
弟兄姊妹，我们必须明白一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we have to understand one thing.
圣经在文字上面来讲，其实是完全的，不能再加上那个东西。
in terms of words, the Bible's revelation is complete. We cannot add anything to it.
但是它其中基督的意义呢，却是无穷无尽的。
However, the meaning of Christ contained in the words are abundant, unlimited, indefinite.
是无限的。
It's indefinite, unlimited.
我们从教会历史上很清楚地看见。
Throughout the church history, we see this clearly.
当一个时代，教会在地上失去了这个启示。
In one time, if the church has lost this revelation,
教会整个就进入黑暗的光景中。
And the church has fallen into darkness.
当圣灵的启示临到的时候，
But when this revelation of the Holy Spirit comes,
我们就看见教会就醒悟过来了。
We see that the church has waken up.
教会因此往前。
And then can move forward, walk forward.
然后呢，我们看见教会的光景就开始升高了。
Then we see the spiritual condition of the church is being lifted up.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是圣灵非常重要的一个工作。
So brothers and sisters, this is a very important working of the Spirit.
所以圣灵不断地在地上做开启的工作。
So the Holy Spirit continually revealing Christ.
引导人向着目标往前。
Leading us forward.
所以我们的弟兄们以前讲过啊。
So our brothers mentioned this before.
今天如果我们不在启示中，
If today we are not living in Revelation,
我们就会落在传统的里面。
Then we fall back into tradition.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就说你不能只活在前人的亮光当中。
That means you cannot continue to live in the light of past generation.
你必须看见圣灵今天在地上的启示。
You have to receive the light of revelation by the Holy Spirit today.
关于这个点，我想我要再做一点的多一点的解释。
Concerning this point, I want to give a little more explanation.
你们原谅我引用斯柏克弟兄的话。
Forgive me for quoting from T. Austin Sparks.
我很尊敬他，但是我不崇拜他。
I respect him, but I do not worship.
那么他说的好的话我还是可以引用。
I can quote the word from him if I really agree with him.
他告诉我们，
He tells us,
所谓我们前面的弟兄，
and the brothers in the past,
他们所领受的启示和他们的经历，
and their revelation and their experience,
可以作为我们属灵生命经历的印证。
Can become the confirmation of our own spiritual experience.
但是不能成为我们的限制。
But it cannot become the limitation that for our life.
我们弟兄告诉我们，
Our brother told us,
这殿末后的荣耀要大过先前。
The glory of this temple will be greater than its glory in the past.
这是神的工作。
This is the work of God.
不是人的工作。
It is not work of man.
所以神从来不受任何人的限制。
That's why God is never limited, confined by man.
所以我们不要有感觉神的启示到某一个人就停了。
We shall never feel that the revelation of God will stop at certain person's revelation.
神在教会历史中可以使用各式各样不同的人。
In the history of the church, God uses all kinds of saints.
今天在未来的日子中，神也可以使用不同的人。
In the coming days, God can also use different vessels.
所以我们需要主的恩典。
So we need God's grace.
需要圣灵给我们里面的启示。
We need the revelation by the Holy Spirit in us.
引导我们继续的往前。
To guide us forward.
我们为着过去的年日，许多前面的弟兄姊妹带进了属灵的丰富，我们满心的感谢神。
We thank the Lord fully for the brothers, for the saints ahead of us who received God's revelation. However,
但是我们不能停留在现今的情况里。
We cannot just stop there.
我希望弟兄姊妹能理会，这不是我们个人骄傲的感觉。
I hope brothers and sisters won't feel that this is because of our pride.
我常常心里面很难过，我赶不上我们的列祖啊。
And I often feel very sad because we cannot compare
他们的爱,
with our ancestors and how they loved the Lord.
他们的牺牲,
their sacrifice.
他们的努力追求我们都赶不上。
They're pursuing, we cannot even compare.
但是我们要尊重神的工作。
But we need to respect and honor God's work.
让神在今天在教会中圣灵仍旧不断的启示。
And allow the Holy Spirit to continue to reveal to us.
让基督的意义越过越明显。
So the meaning of Christ will become even more evident.
让他的伟大，让他的无限更多被显明出来。
That his greatness, his unlimitedness and be manifest.
这样他就能够继续带领教会往前。
So he can continue to lead the church onward.
所以圣灵启示的工作在教会里面应该是个真实，是个实际。
So the revelation of the Holy Spirit in the church shall be something very real.
启示绝不是天然头脑的领悟。
The revelation is not the understanding by a natural mind.
我们看见今天地上的教会个可怜的现象。
Today, there is this poor condition, poor situation in the church.
我们离开了圣灵的启示。
We have left revelation by the Holy Spirit.
我们用人的智慧来解释神的话。
We want to explain the word of God by man's wisdom.
结果是基督的见证就变得非常的微弱。
So the testimony of Christ has become so weakened.
所以这是圣灵所做的，我想第一件重要的工作。
This is the first important work by the Holy Spirit.
当然，圣灵不仅开启我们的眼睛，让我们能看见，能够明白，能认识。
Not only the Holy Spirit will open up our eyes so that we can see, we can understand.
主告诉我们，真理的圣灵来，他还要引我们进入实际。
The Lord told us, the Spirit of Truth comes, He will guide us into the truth, the reality.
圣灵要使神的话应验在我们的生活中。
And God wants the word of God to become real, to become realized in our life.
我们可以这样领会，圣经中所有的话都是经历的言语。
And we can understand this way that all the words in the Bible are words of experience.
不是我们光拿来谈谈说说来讨论而已。
It's not something for us to discuss, to talk about.
必须进入话语的实际。
We have to enter into the reality of these words.
那么，这只有圣灵能做这个工作。
Only the Holy Spirit can do this work.
所以，约翰福音十六章十三节的话非常的重要。
So, John 16:13, the words are so important.
主说：“只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引你们进入实际。”
And when the Holy Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into the reality.
所以所有主的话都是圣灵把我们带到实际里面。
All the words of God, it is through the Holy Spirit's leading that we can enter into its reality.
只有当我们有了实际的经历，
Only after we have actual experience of it,
基督的见证才会成为强而有力的见证。
The testimony of Christ can become strong and powerful.
我再说，
I want to say it again.
基督的见证是活出来的，不是做出来的。
The testimony of Christ is something to be lived out, not to something to by us to do, to make.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见保罗的经历就是这样。
Brothers and sisters, you see, this is the experience of Paul.
保罗在腓立比书里面很清楚告诉我们。
In the book of Philippians, he speaks of this very clearly.
他以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
He considered the knowing Christ as something most precious.
认识就已经很宝贵了。
And to know him is so precious.
但是他说我丢弃万事，我要得着基督。
And he wants to give up everything else to gain more of Christ.
啊，不是光是认识要得着。
Not only to know, but to gain.
但是呢，保罗告诉你，你要得着，你一定要丢。
But Paul tells us that in order to obtain, to gain, you have to give up something.
如果我们手中抓了很多的东西,
if we grip, if we take hold of a lot of things, hold tight of them,
你就没有办法更多得着基督。
There's no way you can gain more of Christ.
要能舍得下，要能丢得下。
We have to be able to let go, give up.
然后不仅这样，保罗还说他可以享受基督。
Not only so, but Paul also says he can enjoy Christ.
他说我今天无论处在什么光景中，我都可以满足啊。
He said, I'm content in whatever circumstances I'm in.
保罗说我随时都可以喜乐。
I can rejoice in all kinds of conditions.
他说我也知道怎样处这些环境。
I know how to deal with the circumstances.
他能把基督引到他的生活侍奉里。
He can apply Christ to his life and ministry.
然后他能说无论是生是死总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Then he can say that whether by dying or living, he can magnify Christ in him.
你只有有这样实际的经历
only through all this actual experience,
你才能像保罗一样的为基督做见证。
Then you can like Paul bear witness to Christ.
所以圣灵不仅使我们知道，他要引我们进入这个实际。
So not only Holy Spirit will let us know, but he will guide us into the reality.
那么圣灵还有一个重要的工作。
And the Holy Spirit has another important work.
就是罗马书八章十三节那里说的。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 13 it says,
我们靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行。
By the Holy Spirit we put to death the evil deeds of the body.
这句话的意思就是只有圣灵能把十字架的工作实际的做工在我们里面。
This shows that only the Holy Spirit can make the work of the cross a reality in our life.
他能够改变我们的魂
He can transform our soul
让我们不用天然的肉体来侍奉神
So that we will not serve the Lord with our natural flesh
弟兄姊妹我们知道一件事情
Brothers and sisters, we know one thing
什么时候你活在肉体的里面
Whenever you live in your own flesh
你就给仇敌留下非常大工作的机会
You give opportunities for the enemy to spoil.
他就可以用我们的肉体破坏基督的见证。
He can destroy the testimony of Christ through our flesh.
所以只有十字架可以致死我们肉体中的恶行。
Only the cross can modify the evil deeds of the body.
我们知道神的工作呢，只能托付给那些肉体被对付过的人。
We know the work of God can only be entrusted to those whose flesh has been dealt with.
你看彼得的例子很清楚。
And this is an example in Peter's life.
在十字架之前彼得有过重大的失败。
Before the crucifixion, Peter had a great failure.
也可以说神对付他了。
Or you can say the Lord dealt with him.
所以到了五旬节圣灵降临在他身上的时候。
Afterwards, on Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit fell upon him,
神可以把大的恩赐托在彼得身上。
God can entrust a great gift to him.
他一传道，三千人得救。
He preached 3,000 were saved.
再传是五千人得救。
And preached again, 5,000 were saved.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看。
Brothers and sisters, think about this.
今天主如果把这样的恩赐加在我们这些没有受过对付的人身上。
If the Lord committed this kind of entrustment to those of us who are not dealt with by the cross,
我们会变得何等的骄傲呢?
How prideful we would have become.
我们会变得何等的自大呢?
How self-important, exalted we will become.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
彼得是在十架上肉体被对付过的人。
Peter is someone who has been dealt with by the cross.
因为彼得从来不骄傲。
So Peter will dare not to become prideful.
在他以后的侍奉中，他也好像也不提这些东西。
In his later ministry, he didn't even mention about those things.
如果今天我们一传福音，有几十个人得救啊
？If today we preach the gospel, there are 10 people, or saved.
我们可能就到处都讲，你看那天主怎么用我这个啊？
We may want everyone knows about this.
彼得不仅有这个福音的恩赐了。
Not only Peter has this gift of an evangelist,
彼得那个医病的恩赐更大。
His gifts of healing is even greater.
圣经说他走过什么地方，影子照着什么人，什么人病就好了。
The Bible says even his shadow can cast upon people can heal them.
弟兄姊妹，这说明一件事情。
This indicates one thing.
神不是不愿意把他的恩赐赐下来。
It's not that God is not willing to give his gifts.
因为神看我们这些人的光景不行。
Because our own conditions are not right, not fit.
我年轻的时候，我也希望做个有大有恩赐的人。
When I was young, I wanted to be someone of great gifts.
现在我感谢我的主。
But now I thank my Lord.
他没有把那么大的恩赐加在我身上。
He didn't give so many gifts to me.
因为他知道我不行。
Because he knows I'm not able to.
我还需要继续在圣灵的工作中接受十字架的作为。
I have to continue to receive the dealing, the working of the cross.
那不仅这样,
not only so.
那么圣灵的工作跟主的再来也有非常大的关系。
The work of the Holy Spirit has a lot to do with the return of the Lord.
以弗所书第四章告诉我们,
Ephesians chapter 4 tells us,
圣灵的工作跟我们等候得赎的日子是有关系的。
The work of the Holy Spirit has a lot to do with our waiting for the day of our redemption.
我们知道今天在这个黑暗的时代中,
we know in this age of darkness,
我们个人基督徒最重要的生活,
as individual saints, our important life,
就是要活得灵里面有光，有亮光。
It is to live a life of light in our spirit.
因为圣经告诉我们，人的灵就是耶和华的灯。
The Bible tells us that the spirit of man is the light of lamp of the Lord.
但这个灯要亮的话，一定要有油。
For this lamp to give out light, it must have oil.
一定要高油丰富啊。
It has to be full of oil.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
所以这是我们在今天呢。 预备主再来时候一个重要的生活。
And this is an important aspect of our life when we are preparing for his return.
要让器皿中满了膏油。
We need to have our vessels full of oil.
那我们就可能像什么呢? 像那五个聪明的童女一样。
Then we shall become the five wise virgins.
虽然这都是已经过去的圣徒。
Even though those are the saints of the past.
主提醒我们。
God reminds us,
因为他们的器皿中预备油,
because they have prepared oil in their vessels,
他们的灯明亮,
their lamp is bright,
所以他可以随着羔羊, 随着主一同进入婚宴。
That's why they can enter into the wedding feast of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们可以做到的。
Brothers and sisters, this is something we can do.
必须保持器皿中 满了膏油。
We have to keep our vessel being filled up with oil.
我有一个习惯啊。
I have an habit.
我姊妹呢常常有时候会笑我。
Sometimes my wife laugh at me.
因为我开车。
When I was driving.
我看那个油箱的那个只要差一格我就去加油了。
When I see the indicator of the gas gauge, if there's one left, then I need to go pump some gas.
不是 one left, 是用了只用了一格。
Oh, there's just just use one tank. I need to go add some gas.
他说你里面还有这么多油，你干嘛就去加油呢？
You still have so much left, and why do you need to add some more gas?
我说我开车喜欢看那个油箱是满的。
When I'm driving, I want to see the gas tank is full.
弟兄姊妹, 今天在属灵经历上也是这样。
So is our, so should be our spiritual experience.
我们应该喜欢我们里面是满有膏油的，福杯满溢的这样的生活。
We should desire to have our spirit full of the oil, and it's, our cups run over.
你不要用到那个油都快没有了。
Do not Do not wait until your tank is almost empty and then you go add more oil.
弟兄姊妹，这膏油从哪里来的呢？
Brothers and sisters, where does the anointing oil come from?
乃是从圣灵来的。
It comes from the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要每天的生活中顺服恩膏的教训。
That's why we need to, in our everyday life, submit to the teaching of the anointing.
当然圣灵还有一个重要的工作。
Of course, the Holy Spirit has another important work.
他把恩赐赐给我们，叫我们可以侍奉神。
He gave gifts to us so we can minister.
在侍奉中见证基督。
In our ministry, we testify for the Lord.
我们都知道在以弗所书第四章讲到这个恩赐。
We know in book of Ephesians chapter 4, it speaks about those gifts.
主升上高天，把各样的恩赐赏赐下来。
The Lord ascended on high and gave gifts to men.
所以我们可以运用圣灵给我们的恩赐。
So we can apply those gifts.
显出基督升天的权柄。
To manifest the ascending power of Christ.
和他复活的大能。
And the great resurrection power.
今天在幕后的时代，在这个充满死亡、充满仇敌工作的时代
，In these last days, in these dark days of dark time,
侍奉这个属灵的征战是非常激烈。
The spiritual battle is raging.
我们知道侍奉就是征战。
We know to serve is to fight the spiritual.
我们只能靠着圣灵所给我们的恩赐，在这样的环境中彰显基督，显明他的得胜。
Only by the gifts given by the Holy Spirit, we can manifest God's testimony in such a time.
所以哥林多前书十二章有丰富的说明。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it has a very abundant revelation concerning the Spirit.
那么还有一件，还有一件重要的事情。
There is another important matter.
我们都渴望教会能够有合一的见证。
We all desire the testimony of unity in the church.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
若是没有圣灵的工作
Without the work of the Holy Spirit,
教会不可能达到合一的。
There is no way the church can reach unity.
我前面已经讲过了。
I mentioned this before.
在我们这些分裂的人格里面要讲合一是很困难的事情。
In those broken characters, split characters of man, fallen man, it's difficult to talk about unity.
你看初期的教会
In the early church,
就在圣灵强大的工作底下、哎、圣徒们合而为一
Only with the strong power and working of the Holy Spirit you see all the saints were in unity.
所以今天我们要尊重圣灵的主权在教会里
So today we need to honor the sovereignty of the Holy Spirit in the church.
我们都知道是我们的主耶稣用圣灵把我们进入基督的身体
We know our God has used the Holy Spirit to baptize us into the body of Christ.
这个浸字跟我们受浸那个浸字是同一个字。
And this baptism is the same word of baptism.
这个我以前曾经解释过啊。
I explained this word before.
啊，这个浸呢，不是光是在水里头泡一下而已，不是的。
This baptism doesn't just mean by immersing yourself in the water.
必须把它一直浸在那个水里面。
We have to continually be baptized, immersed in the water.
所以因此呢，不错，我们受圣灵的浸只有一次被浸入基督的身体。
It is correct that we were baptized into the body of Christ just one time.
但是呢，它中间有一个区别是透与不透的问题，浸透了没有浸透的问题。
But there is a difference between being baptized or being fully baptized.
好像我们进入基督的死一样。
As it, just like how we enter into the death of Christ.
不是进入啊，受浸。
Being baptized, yeah, being baptized into the death of Christ.
有的人浸得比较深，有的人浸得浅。
Some people have been baptized into more deep, and some were shallow.
有的人浸得透，有的人浸得不透。
Some were fully baptized, and some were not fully baptized.
所以我们今天必须要尊重圣灵在教会中的主权。
So today we have to honor the sovereignty, the authority of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见圣灵为着要带领我们做见证，使你有这么丰富的一些的工作。
In order to lead us to become witnesses, the Holy Spirit has to do such a thorough work in us.
所以没有圣灵，你不可能进入实际。
Therefore, without the Holy Spirit, there is no way we can enter into the reality.
但是圣灵还有一个重要的工作。
But the Holy Spirit has yet another important work.
就是圣灵来做印记。
The Holy Spirit came as the seal.
我们讲过这个印记呢，不仅是把我们这些蒙恩得救人分别出来。
We mentioned that this seal does not only means that we are separated from the world.
这个印还有一个作用啊。
This seal has another function.
分辨真伪，分辨真假。
It is to discern truth and false, and something real and something fake.
啊，我举个例子说明一下。
Let me give you one example.
像古代的这些皇帝啊。
In the ancient times, those emperors.
他们要发表他们的命令叫圣旨，对吧？
When they are issuing their commandments, like their own commands, directions.
那么写下来之后呢，最后怎么样呢？要盖上皇帝的大印，那个叫玉玺，那个大印要盖上去。
After they write down everything they want to issue, then they need to put their seal to it. That's the.
他的臣仆们，他的臣仆们就根据这个印信呢，来辨别这个命令是真是假。
His ministers and his citizens can tell whether this letter is real by the seal.
其实，在今天我们所生活的时代里面。这个印件的分别还是很重要
的。Even in our time today, the difference of the seal, the function of the seal is also very important.
所以真正出于圣灵的工作，他就打上印。
And those work that are truly from the Holy Spirit, he will put his seal to it.
主的话告诉我们，就证明神是真的。
The word of God says this shows that God is true.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们在这里为主说话，讲了无数的道啊。
Brothers and sisters, when we are here preaching the word of God and we have shared many messages,
我们要知道，只有出于高油的、出于圣灵的、打上印的，那个才是真的神的话。
We shall know that only those messages that's been anointed and put to seal by the Holy Spirit are from the word, from the Lord.
我们为主做了很多的工。
We have done so many work for the Lord.
如果我们的工作是出于高油的。
If our word is from the Holy Spirit by the anointing,
上面就打上圣灵的印记。
They are being imprinted with the seal of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，将来我们来到审判台前的时候，
In the future, when we come before the judgment throne,
我们就会很清楚了。
Then we'll be clear.
天使要把我们一生所做的功、所讲的道、所行为，通通摊开来看一看。
And the angels will lay out, will display the words and the works of our whole life.
他看那些有打上印的。
And he will find out those that are being sealed.
那个才是算数的。
And those will count.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们的生活、侍奉、教会的敬拜都应当跟着膏油走。
Today our life, our ministry, the church's worship, we need to follow the leading of the anointing.
让圣灵的印打在我们生活侍奉的每件事情上。
So the seal of the Holy Spirit can be imprinted on everything that we do.
那么弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
最后我们要说明一下。
Lastly, we want to explain this.
我们怎样能使圣灵的工作显在我们身上现在教会里。
How can we make the work of the Holy Spirit manifest in us, in our service in the church?
新约圣经使徒的话里面很多提醒。
And the New Testament Bible and from the apostles' words, there are many good reminders.
那么叫我们体贴圣灵，是吧？思想圣灵。
We need to think of the Holy Spirit. We need to be mindful of the Spirit.
不要让圣灵担忧。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
但是最重要一个态度就是顺服。
But the most important attitude we should have is to obey.
彼得在使徒行传第五章里面告诉我们
Peter in Acts chapter 5 tells us
圣灵赐给顺从之人的灵
And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit that God gives to those who obey him
所以我们只有顺服圣灵
Only when we obey the Holy Spirit
让圣灵的工作能够更明显的显明出来
Then the work of the Holy SpiritCan become abundantly manifest.
今天圣灵是我们里面内住的灵。
Today, the Holy Spirit is an indwelling spirit.
他在里面教导我们。
He is teaching us from inside.
他在里面管理我们。
He is managing us, supervising us inside.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要顺服他。
Brothers and sisters, we need to obey him.
你越顺服他。
The more you obey him,
这位内住的灵在你里面所显出来的就更明显。
And this indwelling spirit will be able to manifest from you.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要顺服圣灵的带领。
We need to obey the leading, the guidance of the spirit.
因为我没有时间去讲很多的例子，我相信很多弟兄姊妹在你的生命中是有经历的。
I have no time to give you more examples. I believe brothers and sisters all have experience of this.
他不仅在我们里面做内住的灵。
Not only he is inside of us as the indwelling spirit.
那么他也在我们的外面做能力的灵。
He is also from outside as the spirit of power.
让我们的侍奉受引导，并且服事有能力。
So that our ministry can be led and also full of power.
我们看见初期教会这些使徒们
You see, in the early churches and the apostles were
他们个个都是顺服圣灵的带领
Each and every one of them were led by the Holy Spirit, obedient to the leading of the Spirit.
所以初期教会的见证
So the testimony of the early church
让基督得出这么大的荣耀
to give so much glory to Christ.
完全是他们顺服圣灵和圣灵一同所做出的见证
and the results of their obedience to the Holy Spirit and bearing witnesses to the Lord together with the Holy Spirit
圣灵的工作无论在他们里面在外面都很明显
and whether inside or outside the work of the Spirit in them or outside of them are all evident
因为他们有一个基本的态度
because they have this basic fundamental attitude
完全顺服圣灵
That is to completely obey the Holy Spirit.
我们有首诗歌里面一句话很好。
There is one hymn that's one stanza is very good.
我们那里唱说，神啊，我们因为爱你的缘故，愿意顺服圣灵在里面最小的命令。
For the sake of loving you, we are willing to obey even the smallest command by the Holy Spirit.
所以生活中的点点滴滴。侍奉中的点点滴滴，聚会生活中的点点滴滴，每一样事物都要顺服圣灵的带领。
Every little thing in our life, in our ministry, in our church life, we have to become obedient to the leading of the Spirit.
这样让圣灵同在显明的这个实际在教会中就出现。
In this way, the presence of the Holy Spirit will be manifest as the reality in the church.
弟兄姊妹们，愿这个在未来的日子，在我们的生活中也是真的。
Brothers and sisters, may this become true and real in our life, in our church, in the days to come.
所以，只有我们与圣灵同坐的见证。
Only the Holy Spirit and us together bearing witnesses.
那才会是一个强而有力的见证。
That can become a strong and powerful testimony.
这样才能使基督得荣耀。
And then can be glorifying Christ.
也能够让神的心得到满足。
And to satisfy our Father's heart.
我们再说时候非常的紧迫。
We want to say it again. Time is so short.
愿真理的灵引我们进入实际。
May the Spirit of Truth lead us into the reality.
愿这一次我们交通教会属灵的实际
May this conference when we talk about the reality in the church,
就包含的是四件重要的事。
That contains the four important matters.
在我们未来的日子中，不多的日子中，
in the short days ahead of us,
都成为真实的。
All become real.
我们把荣耀归给主。
We give all the glory to our Lord.
愿主祝福所有的弟兄和姊妹。
May the Lord bless all and each and every one of you.
我们请低头再做祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we are full of thanksgiving and praises.
在这一个紧迫的时代里面，
In these urgent times,
你还给我们有这样的机会可以同聚在你的跟前。
You still grant us an opportunity to gather before you.
我们也感谢你在这个聚会中对我们说了话。
We also thank you for speaking to us through this conference.
主啊，我们不以听到为满足。
Lord, we are not content with just hearing this word.
求你把那个实际赐给你的教会。
We ask that you will grant the reality to the church.
每个弟兄姊妹在这一段时间中生活中都过得实实在在。
Every saint in our true life, in our personal life and church life will become so solid.
你成为我们的喜乐。
You'll become our joy.
你成为我们的满足。
You'll become our satisfaction.
你成为我们荣耀的盼望。
You'll become our hope of glory.
但愿你的天国降临的时候，
May when your kingdom of heaven comes,
我们所有的弟兄姊妹都能够欢欢喜喜的一同进天国。
All brothers and sisters, we can joyfully enter into the kingdom.
主啊，我们知道你是爱我们的。
Lord, we know you love us.
我们也知道你蛮有怜悯。
We also know you are full of compassion.
我们相信你能成就这一切。
We believe that you can accomplish all of this.
我们从深处把我们的感谢归给你。
We give thanksgiving from the depth of our heart.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.